change the motion, but maybe just clarifies it a little bit. Ms. DeVore from staff did a really good job of going back through the history of White House Beach, the community, because one of the things we were looking to do was try to get a clear number of how many lots are there so we could say, all right, well, there's this many lots plus eight more. And there's just not a real clear number in the county's records and in the any documents that the county has. And she did a fantastic job of trying to come up with a number based on what documents we do have and the addressing we have and what's on our map. But in light of the fact that this is such an old community, and in fact, as you said, it's conditional use number two, which makes me wonder what conditional use number one was. But, you know, this was a good opportunity to just kind of clean all that up. And I, staff and I want to make clear that we're not asking for like a site plan level drawing, just a drawing that depicts where those lots are. It doesn't have to be meets and bounds, but just shows them, shows the roads, and shows them numbered and identifies whether they're RV, camping, tent, or manufactured housing. Do I have that right, Mr. White?
That's perfect.
And it, that wasn't imposed to create a burden upon the property owner, the development. We think it's a good solution for everybody to kind of document where everything is. That way everything just lines up good and we all know what's going on out there.
So, yeah, that's very reasonable.
Thank you. I just wanted to put that on the record so nobody had any misunderstandings about what's being required there. So thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right.